1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. Well, we know the Obama administration was aggressive in going after leakers, and now the Trump administration is doing the same. We've seen the this national security contractor, Reality Winner, now facing charges for leaking classified information. But what is the difference between a whistleblower and someone who's actually being a traitor? Let's talk to one of the nation's leading whistleblowing attorneys. Stephen Cohn is with us. His brand new book is The New Whistleblower's Handbook. Stephen, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And what's this Reality Winner, this young woman, 25-year-old contractor, do you view her as a whistleblower or is she more of a traitor?
Well, if she had read my book, if she understood the rules governing whistleblowing and how to do it right, I think most people would view her as a whistleblower. But she made a number of mistakes and violated the law and has fallen outside of the legal protections that whistleblowers have.
So how do you legally become a whistleblower?
Well, there's like 60 federal laws, and a lot of them are really strong. They let you blow the whistle anonymously and confidentially. They let you get classified information and move to have it declassified. They permit you to go to Congress. There's a wide range of options. If you work in the private sector, there's some great whistleblower laws for governing Wall Street, great whistleblower laws governing fraud and government contracting.
Okay.
So the key is to know what your rights are and do it according to the way Congress has set it out.
And the idea is what? That you're seeing something that you feel is wrong and you want to have that addressed versus what she did, which is just release information that she thought the public might want to know. Is there a difference there?
Well, yeah, the difference is you can do, in your heart, you could believe you're doing the right thing, but that does not mean you're not going to get in big trouble. And that doesn't mean you're not going to lose protection. Mm-hmm. And that's really been one of the toughest things. I've represented whistleblowers for over 30 years, and I can't tell you how many whistleblowers have come into my office, told me what they did. I just sit back and say, God, they messed it up. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't go to the right office. They released information they shouldn't have. And on the other hand, I know that there were ways to do it within the law. And that's what you see with her. You know, we don't really, you know, sitting back here, we don't really know her motives. You know, the press has discussed it. You know, so if they were evil and they were designed to, you know, undermine national security, release sources and methods, well, we know that's not protected. But give her the benefit of the doubt for a moment and assume she really wanted the public to know certain information. The key here is just don't release it.
Yeah, but how much
find
of it,
out what your rights are.
How often, Stephen, when you're dealing with whistleblowers, is it really personal where they just can't stand the current president and they want to embarrass him or take him down?
Very rarely. It's amazing. I would say less than 1% of the whistleblowers I've represented had some type of bias like that. You know, it's just the way it is. Whistleblowing is extremely serious business. I mean, you can lose your job, you can lose your career, you can go to jail. Or on the other hand, there are great laws where you can actually obtain multi-million dollar rewards for turning in frauds. But when you put your career on the line, you have to know what the rules are.
Stephen Cohn is with us, one of the country's leading whistleblowing attorneys. His brand new book is The New Whistleblower's Handbook. So when you look at someone like Edward Snowden, for example, could he have done what he did in a legal manner, you think? Or
I believe that he could have. He could have gotten a large portion of his issues out lawfully. But I just want to say on behalf of Snowden or even Summers is that nobody really knows this. The way in the national security world, no one tells those people how you can lawfully blow the whistle on the NSA or the CIA. No one tells you that. Well, you're sitting in isolation. You're not a lawyer. So you do what I call is self-help. And I just watch it, and it's a big mistake. And, you know, that's why I've come out with the new whistleblower's handbook, because it's like we have to get the information so people blow the whistle in a responsible manner.
Okay, and typically, if we're looking at classified documents that are being leaked, what's the process, and is it timely to actually declassify those things?
Well, it's interesting. So you can take the information to certain offices that are permitted to receive classified information. And at that point, they may release it, such as certain offices in Congress, inspector generals. But there's another process called pre-publication review where you can write out your classified disclosures, submit it. The government has to declassify those in a short period of time. If they don't, or you disagree with their classification, you can actually go to court and have a judge review it.
But aren't you at that point then in their focus? They know you're already causing trouble, and they're going to make sure you stop?
Well, one interesting issue that I'd like to litigate, which is whether you can do pre-publication clearance anonymously. I think under our Constitution, you can do that. You do have the right to be an anonymous whistleblower. No one has tried that yet. But the other point you're hitting, you're 100% correct. But guess what? 9 times out of 10, even if you do it confidentially, they can pick out who you are. So why not just walk right through the door?
Wow. And considering the risk they're taking, why do whistleblowers do what they do?
The overwhelming majority are to do the right thing. Like in the corporate world, I've talked to so many, they're sickened by the corruption. They think investors are being stolen. In the government contracting world, you have a lot of honest people out there, and they just are revolted when people are stealing from the taxpayer, lying on government contracts. Mm-hmm. You see it all over the place. In the government, the same way. These are loyal people. And what's amazing about it is the whistleblowers get a bum rap, you know. But the ones I've known and worked with are like some of the greatest people in the world. If you were in the Army, you'd want them next to you. Brave, conscientious, doing the right thing. Majority are that way.
Okay, so once they've broken the law, let's say, they have released information they were not supposed to, what are you able to do for them at that point?
At that point, we can't do that much because I don't do criminal law. They really need a really good criminal lawyer and to fight it out. Our position, we try to help the people before they fall into the criminal trap.
Really?
Do
so,
it right.
So they come to you and say, look, this is something I want to do, and so you give them the pathway to doing that? Or?
Exactly. I've represented people with top secret clearances. I've represented people at extremely high levels in the counterterrorism division. I've represented people who worked on the NSA monitoring program here in the United States. They can lawfully bring information forward. I represented one person who thought about all the illegal capturing of people's data. I got him the ability to go to the American Library Association and condemn the use of national security letters. At the same time, he was administering the National Security Letter Program for the FBI.
Now, was this before or after the Snowden situation?
Before.
Before, okay. So you knew he was telling you about the program then, you're saying?
That it's not Snowden, it's another person, and but actually he couldn't tell me anything. I don't have a clearance.
Okay.
All I can do is get him permission to blow the whistle, and then once they have that permission, then they have the ability to essentially declassify, and then they run it.
Wait,
but if someone has classified information, I don't ask them what it is.
Right.
My job is just to get them to the right office.
And what happens
to the procedure?
If they do follow the law, what does end up happening to their career typically?
Well, in the case of the one person just spoke to, he never got a promotion. He was isolated. He was viewed as a traitor. But he kept his job at least. Fred Whitehurst, who did it, they drove him out. You know, a whistleblower who is known does not fare well. I do advise clients to go anonymously and confidentially if they can. Unfortunately, many whistleblowers can't because what they're blowing the whistle on is just is something that very few people know about, and the government can figure out who you are.
Yeah.
But if you can go anonymously, do it.
Okay, but is it many times is it their view that something's wrong when in reality it may not be the case, that it's a more complex issue that they're not acknowledging? Or?
Well, the standard is you have to have a good faith belief. It can't be frivolous. In other words, it's a reasonable person's standard. But I will tell you right now, the most people who blow the whistle and do it lawfully, they've thought it through carefully. They have great evidence. They're not taking it lightly.
Yeah.
If someone comes to my office and they want to blow the whistle and they don't have good evidence, I'll say, why are you putting your career at risk?
Mm-hmm. So they want to avoid prison, but they're aware that their career may be essentially over by doing this. Is that it?
Yeah, and that is unfortunate, but that is the reality.
Stephen Cohn, one of the country's leading whistleblowing attorneys. His book is The New Whistleblower's Handbook. The New Whistleblower's Handbook. And this is for what? Government, corporate, and everything else? Or?
It covers corporate, government contractors, any type of whistleblower here in the United States.
Yeah, we're here in Lansing, for example. If you want to whistleblow on a state government, is that more or less difficult?
Yeah. There's some very good laws governing state and municipal employees. And there's good laws in Michigan, too. And I actually have a great client in Michigan who blew the whistle on unsafe bulletproof vests.
Yeah, and what came of that?
Part of his case he won. All of the vests were removed from the market. The government's collected about $50 million, $60 million back from the fraudsters. The biggest fraudster that is still fighting in court. So he's still waiting for final judgment, but the unsafe vests were all removed.
Stephen Cohn, the book, The New Whistleblower's Handbook. Stephen Cohn, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you so much. Great show.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.